Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Postmates.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking this morning off with a fun buzz item. At this moment, aides and friends of President Donald Trump believe he will go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner later this month. They say he enjoyed the gridiron dinner. Of course, the president's relationship with the press is, well, touchy. The event is just a few weeks away, so stay tuned.
For those keeping track at home, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt or those around him have discussed an on-demand airplane charter service popular with the uber wealthy, an armored SUV with tires that don't deflate if shot. He procured two new desks for his office, one that has been compared to the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, according to a new bombshell New York Times report. Those around him originally wanted a bulletproof desk. CBS reported that Pruitt wanted his detail to throw on its lights in Washington. The Times says he once wanted his motorcade to put on its sirens to get to dinner at Le Diplomat. By the way, don't we all wish we can get a motorcade with sirens when crawling up 14th Street?
We've got a first in playbook. Lobbyist Steve Hart of Pruitt condo renting fame put out a statement where he says his firm, Williams & Jensen, is committed to delivering exceptional client service with the highest ethical standards of conduct, saying, quote, "As I have stated previously, the condominium is not owned by Williams & Jensen, its partners, or any other employees of the firm, and any suggestion that Administrator Pruitt's short-term rental of one of its bedrooms in 2017 resulted in undue influence for the firm or its clients with business before the EPA is simply false. I am confident in these facts and certain that all fair and impartial assessments of the matter will conclude accordingly. Finally, I apologize to my wife, Vicky, whose fantastic career is being maligned unnecessarily."
More late-breaking news last night. Ileana Johnson and Andrew Restuccio report that Pruitt actually fell behind on his $50 a night condo rental, forcing his lobbyist landlord to pester him for payment. The New York Times is reporting that four EPA officials who questioned Pruitt's management and spending were reassigned, demoted, or requested new jobs. CNN reports that Trump considered replacing Attorney General Jeff Sessions with Pruitt this week.
And in trade news, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the U.S. is considering an additional $100 billion in China tariffs. Trump also said he would instruct the Agriculture Secretary to put together a plan to protect farmers, but no details have been provided. The administration has said this isn't a trade war. But why isn't it a trade war? Two countries are imposing increasingly steep tariffs on each other with no end in sight. And by the way, it wasn't too long ago when Republicans' main criticism of President Barack Obama was that he was creating uncertainty for businesses.
Inside the administration, the AP has a story on Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly's dwindling clout, and the Washington Post reports on how Trump and Kelly both sat down with Fox's Jeanine Pirro for her upcoming book on the Trump presidency. In an interesting twist, the New York Times has a story about how Mick Mulvaney, acting director of the CFPB, gave big raises to staff even as he criticizes spending.
Here is the latest in the Mueller investigation. Josh Gerstein is reporting that the special prosecutor moved to seize bank accounts at three different financial institutions before Paul Manafort was indicted. And on the 2020 front, the New York Times is reporting that Bernie Sanders is courting black voters, trying to fix one of his biggest political weaknesses. And Lauren Dozinski reports that Senator Elizabeth Warren pledged in Massachusetts to serve her full Senate term if reelected. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.